This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, fast food is back in the news, okay? Because it looks like more and more kids, I don't want to say more and more, but we have at least 34% of kids eating fast food every day. They're getting 12% of their calories from fast food restaurants, and it's not going down like we thought it would. A lot of people think that raising minimum wage may do it because fast food is a cheaper alternative to going to the grocery store and getting groceries and cooking. Oh, hold on a sec. Sorry. I was watching a YouTube video, so my volume's up. Fast food is getting pricier. Told you one time we were driving out of town, stopped by a Jack in the Box. I used to work at Jack in the Box years ago. So every now and then I like to visit Jack in the Box. I could get a chicken fajita pita. Like my chicken fajita pita. Sometimes my husband gets a sourdough burger, something like that. All right. I think we drove out of there spending $30-some. You're like, what? So fast food is starting to rise in price, but it still offers cheaper menus where people are turning to fast food. They say kids and adolescents took 12% of their daily calories from fast food. The study was published by the U.S. CDC. Looked at the latest data from 2011-2012, and researchers found that kids and adolescents ate an average of 12.4% of their daily calories from fast food, and kids aged 12 to 19 ate twice as many calories from fast food restaurants as children aged 2 to 11. Close to 34% of children and adolescents ate fast food on every given day between the ages of 2 and 19. Now, they didn't look at differences between gender or weight or poverty status, but they did find that non-Hispanic Asian children ate less calories from fast food restaurants compared to non-Hispanic white, non-Hispanic black, and Hispanic children. So Asian Americans and other immigrant groups may not be hitting the fast food joints as much as the rest of us. Okay, so we've talked about fast food, okay? You know, a lot of people look at fast food as not as unhealthy. All right, why? Because, well, they see how mom used to cook, how grandma used to cook. Yeah, they had a lot of butter. They added a lot of oil. Well, look, fast food has also a lot of salt in it. It also has a lot of preservatives. Okay, remember, those burgers. See, I recommend everybody work fast food because then you remember taking out the frozen patty and thawing it on the grill, okay? And it didn't look like edible meat. But you melt it down and you try to melt off the fat and you flip it really fast and you, you know, hope it's cooked right. And then you slap it on a burger. The oil, do you bleed it out? Do you wait for the oil? No, you don't do that. You slap it on the burger and the bun. The bun gets all soggy. You wrap it up really fast because somebody's yelling at you that the drive-thru needs to be done within 4 minutes. And you serve the burger. So, no, it's not like what mom cooks at home. Okay, mom can cook at home a lot healthier. Yeah, she can add some salt. Yeah, she can add some pepper, but it's nothing like the preservatives that are used. Now there's a report out on food chains and their antibiotic use. And I guess fast food giants like Burger King, Domino's, and Wendy's got failing grades in a consumer report card released yesterday that ranks the nation's largest food chains in an effort to eliminate the use of antibiotics in meat. Who did well? Chipotle, Mexican Grill, and Panera got high marks. So fast food chains are now also being urged not only to stop their trans fats, but to eliminate antibiotics in their meat. Research has shown that the use of these antibiotics to treat animals raised for food could be contributing to the superbug problem we have. We have bacteria that are so used to being around the antibiotics used that we are raising a new generation and multiple generations of bacteria that are resistant to the antibiotics used in meats. So, I guess this report is called Chain Reaction, How Top Restaurants Rate on Reducing Antibiotics on Their Meat Supply. They say major U.S. restaurant chains can make an important contribution to tackling antibiotic resistance by working with their meat and poultry suppliers can reduce routine use of antibiotics. So Panera, Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, Dunkin' Donuts, and McDonald's have all adopted policies that either limit their use of medically important antibiotics or prohibit any antibiotic use in the production of the meat that they serve. Panera and Chipotle were given A grades, the only chains that publicly affirm that the majority of their meat and poultry offered is produced without routine use of antibiotics. You see, routine use kind of gives you a little room to work with. The scorecard was put together by Friends of the Earth, the Natural Resources Defense Council, and the Consumers Union, and the Food Animal Concerns Trust, and Keep Antibiotics Working, and the Center for Food Safety. Chick-fil-A got a B grade, McDonald's got a C grade. They've announced plans to limit antibiotic use in their chicken with implementation timelines. Dunkin' Donuts. I didn't know they serve meat. Yeah, I wonder if it's their breakfast sandwiches. Dunkin' Donuts has a chicken salad. I forgot about that, so maybe that's it. They got a C grade. The report gives an F grade to 20 of the top 25 restaurant chains, including Burger King, Wendy's, and KFC, because they have no disclosed policy on antibiotics use or have policies that the group deems to allow routine use of antibiotics in the meats that they serve. Subway announced last month plans to switch to chicken without human antibiotics by 2016 and are also looking for antibiotic-free options for their other meats. Just expect everybody that, you know, fast food is just going up. Okay, that Subway footlong that you guys got for, what, $5? Probably not going to happen. Starbucks got an F grade. I didn't know Starbucks. It's probably because of their egg. Yeah, so Starbucks got an F. I'm sure Starbucks has never got an F in anything, so they're pretty upset about that. McDonald's is stopping serving chicken raised with antibiotics. And they got a C because they're still using antibiotics for disease prevention for the pork and the beef. I mean, IHOP got an F, Papa John's got an F, Arby's, Jack in the Box, Little Caesars, Dairy Queen, KFC, Domino's. Wow. Olive Garden got an F. Olive Garden. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid law attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's an audio show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, this is the time of year. It's my favorite time of year. Coming into the fall, because I love Christmas season so much. I love it so much that the fall is your anticipatory months, okay? The weather starts to get nicer. I live, you know, in Las Vegas, so it gets really, really hot. So you can't do a lot outside. And for some reason, I think it was like in the 70s last night. And, you know, just going outside was like, oh, it was so nice. Even though it's going to get a little hot, still almost 100 degrees in the next few days where I live. But, you know, we think that the summer was a lot of exercise, a lot of work, a lot of sweating. And so as we start to come into the fall and things start to cool, we start to go more towards our, you know, fall and winter behaviors. All right, well, you know, we got Halloween coming up, you know, so we're going to get ready for candy. And, you know, we're going to start getting, you know, warmer clothes. And, oh, these clothes are long sleeves, so it covers more, so I don't have to worry about being in a bathing suit. I could wear my boots instead of my sandals, so it doesn't matter if anybody sees my cankles. And guys, too. And so a lot of us start to forget about our health, which is why January 1st is such a big day for New Year's resolutions that has to deal with our health, because a lot of us had let ourselves go for months. Well, I don't want you to do that, okay? I want you going into this holiday season proud of yourself, okay? Where, hell yeah, you get to cheat a little bit because you've been doing so good. One thing I've been working on, just for poops and giggles, is the coconut oil. All right, that's been kind of gaining some popularity. I'm a little nervous about what it's going to do to cholesterol levels, because I've always had good cholesterol levels, so I'm going to, you know, kind of take a look at that. But I've been doing a tablespoon of coconut oil, and there's been a lot of talk of its benefits in terms of fatty acids, okay? And I guess it has saturated fatty acids. So for those of us that need our, you know, medium-chain triglycerides, et cetera, it's a good source for that. It also isn't very bad tasting. Okay? They say populations that eat a lot of coconut are some of the healthier people. They look at the Tokelauans that live in South Pacific. They say 60% of their calories come from coconut. And apparently, many of them do not have as much heart disease as we see in other populations. The Kinavans, I guess, is supposed to be another population that has fairly good health. Again, I don't have all the studies in front of me that's being touted by a bunch of these sites, but I've heard good things about it. And, you know, coconut, it's coconut. Come on. Okay, how bad could it be? Does it increase your energy expenditure? Absolutely. I've been in a better mood, and I've had more energy since I've had my coconut oil. I just get it at Walmart. I'm not even pushing a specific brand. I do not eat the coconut oil in solid form. I put it in liquid form, so I put in a little bit of juice, and I mix it up, and I drink. But it's supposed to help you. There was one study that said that 15 to 30 grams of these medium-chain triglycerides that you could get a lot in coconut oil increased 24-hour energy expenditure by 5%, which totaled about 120 calories a day. And I don't walk around with a Fitbit, so I can't say for sure, all right, if that's what's going on. And I don't know if that would actually be able to be picked up and tested. But I don't know. Maybe it's placebo, but I feel a little bit more energetic. There's lauric acid in coconut oil that they say that can also stave off infections. And very interesting, a lot of people have been coming in sick, and I know I'm going to get my cold, and I'm going to get the flu or something if I don't get my flu shot. But, you know, it the lauric acid could be protective. So it's nice, okay? And can also, we find, kill staphylococcus. Hunger. I'm not as hungry taking it. Apparently, there's one actress that every meal, before she eats, she takes her coconut oil because it decreases her appetite. It absolutely does. It will decrease appetite. All right? But again, I don't want you doing this unless we know that your triglycerides and your cholesterol and your liver is good. They're saying that it may also reduce seizures in epileptic children. I haven't seen the studies. I know there's studies out there. I just don't have any of them in front of me to report to you, and I don't want to report anything that I haven't myself reviewed carefully. But there's a theory that that happens as well. They say the coconut oil is supposed to improve blood cholesterol levels, possibly lower heart disease. Again, I'd like to see the studies on that. Protecting hair against damage, moisturizing skin. Coconut oil, we know you could use as a sunscreen. Rub it on you if you ever get stuck like Tom Hanks was on an island. That's not a bad idea. They say coconut oil, because the fatty acids, could maybe boost brain function in Alzheimer's patients. I still have the same amount of brain farts, but maybe I am doing better. All right? And then they say coconut oil can help you lose fat around your abdominal cavity. The reason why coconut oil has gained a lot of popularity is because they're saying it decreases abdominal stomach fat, and it could shrink your waistline. I still have yet to see that, okay? But then again, if you are eating less, if you're burning more energy, yeah, you may notice that. So, again, I still want you guys to do good diet, good exercise, but if a lot of us don't get enough omega-3s, maybe a teaspoon or tablespoon of coconut oil will work. I definitely want you to double-check with your medical provider before you do anything like that. Another study has come out saying aspirin could help fight colorectal cancer. An expert panel is now recommending aspirin therapy not only to prevent heart attacks, but colorectal cancer. The guideline comes from the United States Preventive Services Task Force. This was published Monday in a draft report, and they say this is the first time a major American medical organization has issued a broad recommendation to take aspirin to prevent a form of cancer. Apparently, there's a growing body of evidence that suggests that aspirin may be a potent yet overlooked weapon in the war against colorectal cancer. The draft guidelines are drawing criticism from experts who worry that healthy people taking aspirin could unfortunately have stomach bleeds, stomach ulcers, hemorrhagic strokes. Remember I said aspirin is not for everybody? But for those of us at risk for colon cancer or heart disease, the benefits may outweigh the risks. So the task force, which is an independent panel of experts in prevention and primary care, appointed by the U.S. Department of Mental Health and Human Services, they have a lot of influence, and the recommendation may start to translate into your doctor saying, look, you need to start taking aspirin. Your job will be, okay, to make sure that you are very honest and open with your medical provider if you have abdominal issues, if you suffer from reflux, if there's somebody in the family that had a bleed into the brain or a bleeding ulcer, okay? Well, one of my grandfathers almost bled to death because he was taking Buffarin for his gouty arthritis. And he was a football player, later came down with the gout, high uric acid, and at the time in the 60s and 70s, aspirin was the biggest thing you could take for pain. Then he moved to Buffarin, but unfortunately he had a major GI bleed. He lived through that, but he did have congestive heart failure, we believe, from a lot of the anti-inflammatories. And it's a shame. He didn't have to be crippled. He really suffered a lot back then. You know, Dr. Sebel, he's crippled because of this. He was very arthritically and physically challenged, and it's a shame, because he was very, very active, and he was a good football player. It makes me worry about my boys playing football, because, you know, he got beat up a lot. But also back then, when he played in the 1930s, so he didn't really have the gear, you know, like we do now, but still. All right, so the task force found that taking low-dose aspirin could help prevent stroke and colorectal cancer, and the benefits outweigh the risks in adults aged 50 to 69 who were at higher risk. The biggest benefit was found in high-risk people in their 50s. The recommendation was not as good in the high-risk adults 60 to 69 because you have a higher risk of bleeding. Okay, how do you know if you're at risk for colorectal cancer? Well, if there's a family history of colorectal cancer, or if you've had your colonoscopies and they found some polyps that were questionable. So you need to also sit down with your gastroenterologist and find out if you're taking aspirin. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, I take my Excedrin migraine. Okay, Excedrin migraine has aspirin. Let me try to read this. How much does it have? That aspirin, it actually has a little bit more than the recommendation. We're talking about baby aspirin, 81 milligrams. I apologize. Excedrin migraine, I don't have my glasses on, but this kind of looks like 200. That looks kind of high. I would not take an Excedrin migraine once a day. I wouldn't do that, even though I got mine right here. Yeah, I know, man. Woo, when I get a headache, I got my Excedrin migraine. Nope, that doesn't count. Say you'll take an Excedrin migraine once every 3 days. Again, I wouldn't recommend that. These aspirins, if they work, they need to be low dose, need to get in you on a regular basis. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of you guys are cooking. You're doing what you're supposed to. You're really, really excited about it, but you don't know if when you cook, you are ruining the food. And if you are losing the vegetable or the vitamins. Well, dietitian Sophie Class Sense, okay, has a report here on how to, I guess, handle your food, okay? Obviously, one of the best ways to eat your food is fresh and raw, Can't do that with meat or poultry when it comes to vegetables and fruit. All right? She says use a vegetable peeler, all right, and peel strips of your carrot, cucumber, or apple into your salads or your pastas. This way you get some of the food in there. Remember, apple peel is healthy, so even you could even put some apple peels on your food. Don't choke on it, okay? They say even add little slivers of red onion to your dishes. Gives you some antioxidants. Onions give me gas, but they're still yummy nonetheless. Sometimes washed salads seem to be very easy for those of you guys that don't want to sit there and cut up a salad. I do that a lot for the kids. Or sometimes I get those little veggie trays for a snack. Vegetables and hummus, yummy, makes you feel full. Great, way to eat vegetables and fruit. I don't know if I would stick fruit and hummus, but I guess you can. All right, next, boiling, okay? They say boiling is great for your root vegetables like your potatoes and your beet root. These take longer to cook through, okay? Not as good for broccoli, asparagus, or your softer foods. Vegetables that have protective shells like peas, sweet corn, etc. do well with boiling. All right? And so when you boil your potatoes, you're going to probably keep a lot of the potassium, keep a lot of the vitamins in there. Again, I am not a chef, so I don't know what to do with the potato. Usually I add a lot of salt and butter and, you know, that kind of stuff. I like to sometimes slice up my potatoes and fry them, but they say, no, don't do that, boil. You know what I like? Sometimes I go to a fancy restaurant. You know, once in a while we get invited to go, okay? My husband doesn't usually take me to a fancy restaurant, and every now and then they got those little tiny bitty potatoes. I like those little fingerling potatoes, but you see they're lathered in butter. Oh, they're so yummy. Did you know there's a method called blanching? A lot of you guys blanch your food, like Blanche from the Golden Girls. Okay, apparently you use water at very high temperatures to cook vegetables, but you do it quickly, okay? So like spinach, watercress, peppers, tomatoes, blanching make them easier to peel. And, oh, huh? Oh, yeah. All right. So, anyway, I'm talking about vegetables and what else can you do? You could steam them. Steaming doesn't hurt. Broccoli, cauliflower, asparagus, I can't stand those. Sauté garlic, mushrooms, you could sauté something. Problem sauté is a lot of times you guys overdo it with the oil. Make sure you're using good oil like olive oil. Stir fry, great way to do vegetables. All right. Roasting, grilling. I know we're talking about vegetables. I'm no expert in that. So, you know, give me a topic like chocolate. I can, you know, hammer that one home. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Tom on the line. Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm not doing too bad for an old sick guy waiting to die in his retirement, but GCN makes it a lot better because I get to call you guys and talk and get to know almost like a friend, the call screener. I think he's tired of hearing from me, but,
well, you know what? His name is Tom also. So I think he bonds with you because you're both Tom. And stop saying you're dying. Stop that. You're not, are you sick? Do you really have anything you're fighting or?
Yeah, I actually do.
What?
But like I said, well, I had exposure towards the end of my career, I've had a lot of health problems since then.
No, I'm sorry.
A bloodborne pathogen exposure. It was a needle stick during the rest, and it was all downhill from there. I'll tell you, though, I believe, and a lot of us who had the treatment mostly believe that it was from the chemo prophylactic therapy they put us through, more so than the needle stick. In fact, most of us did pretty good except for Hep C as far as testing negative, but I'll tell you, and they don't use that particular therapy any longer for first responders and medical personnel, but it's proven to be pretty deadly. I mean, I've seen a few colleagues that actually did, move on. And it's unfortunate because a lot of us couldn't get together because of HIPAA for a long time.
Right.
And actually compared to in the hospital, they weren't helping at all. They said, we did away with the program. We lost all our paperwork. We couldn't figure out what they gave us except for the prescription bottles. But we really wanted to know what they were pumping in our veins for 3 months.
Of course.
But at any rate, I'm hanging in there. Like I said, I enjoy listening to you guys. By the way, I do hope to travel before I go, so I have to wish you a Rosh Hashanah. I probably butchered that. If I ever pass you in Israel while we're in America, I'll just wish you a Merry Christmas, survivors.
Oh, please do. Please do. Listen, whether it's Rosh Hashanah or Christmas or whatever, all of these holidays are beautiful, and they all wish the same thing, long life, peace, health, prosperity. You know, but I got to tell you, Tom, you know, be positive, and I'm going to be sending prayers. You know, I have a lot of patients that, you know, deal with, you know, hep C, and I understand maybe your initial treatment might not have been the best, but there's still great hepatologists out there, liver doctors, great medical centers. I would definitely suggest before you, you know, throw in the towel and start checking off bucket lists, I would really recommend you go to one of these centers, Mayo Clinic, UCLA, etc., because they do amazing things now with livers. And, you know, I'm sorry you're going through that. I really am, because, you know, you put your life on the line every day for work, and you and other first responders, I can't thank enough.
Listen, I'm not going to ask you what I was going to ask you, because there's just one question I did want to ask you before I got to the other one, but I'm just going to leave the other one alone for today, because it's really not that important about the marijuana.
Yeah,
you're saying you have to forgive yourself, and I was wondering, did you forgive yourself for what you said about yourself? I think it was like a month ago, you were talking about attraction to the opposite sex, and you were polling about, you know, what a guy's like, and how, you know, you didn't know, because when you were younger, not that many men approached you in a romantic way. And I got to tell you, Doc, I wasn't buying it. I looked at your picture, and I hear how magnetic you are on the radio. And
that picture is photoshopped.
I don't know if this woman is actually buying this herself, but, you know, think about it. More accomplished than probably 98% of women on the globe. You've got a dual career, one of which is a physician. And like I said, you're pleasing to the eye and the mind of all those around you. So, you know, it's really just prima facie evidence of, you know, a life that probably all women want. Plus, you have a husband and you've got kids. I mean, what more could you want?
Exactly. I'm blessed. I'm so grateful.
But talking about yourself that way, you believe that, you need to forgive yourself.
I will. Here's the problem, Tom. I got to ask the Lord for so much else for forgiveness that that's on the list, but I've done worse than call myself hairy and homely. But thank you, Tom. You are such a sweetheart. And look, I hope you do, when you do make your travels, come out to Las Vegas, because I'd love to meet you.
Okay, take care, Doc.
You take care, Tom. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to one day again revisit hepatitis. You know, I was stuck by a needle. And a lot of times, especially in training. And our first responders and our police officers, firefighters, medical personnel, I mean, all of us, you know, put our lives on the line in different fashions and forms. You know, when you get exposed to other people's bloodborne pathogens, pretty, pretty scary stuff. And, you know, we're always very, very grateful when we don't get exposed. But being exposed, you know, usually should not be a death sentence. Luckily, we have a lot of things out there. Unfortunately, sometimes the treatment is, you know, worse than the disease. And unfortunately, it sounds like Tom has been dealing with the sequelae of that. And prayers to him. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. NutriGold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one NutriGold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back. back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. One subject we bring up a lot on the show is violence. And if violence is curbed by antidepressants, or could antidepressants make violence worse? And another study has come out finding that young people who take quote-unquote antidepressants are more prone to violence. All right? This comes out as this is a study that comes out of London being reported by Fox News. And they say young people taking antidepressants such as Prozac or Seroxat are significantly more likely to commit violent crimes when they are on the medication, but taking higher doses of the drugs reduce the risk. Now, the study was published in PLOS Medicine Journal, PLOS, and scientists said that even though the findings do not prove that, you know, you take the medicine, you're going to turn around and be violent, more studies need to be done, and warnings should be placed on the medication, especially if they're prescribed to people aged 15 to 24. So the medicine group they're talking about are these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. We talk about these a lot, all right? And the names in America, like the fluoxetine, known as Prozac, GlaxoSmithKline's paroxetine, which is known as Paxil, or Seroxat. I believe Seroxat they use in Europe. We use Paxil more frequently. So Paxil and Prozac are the brand names, fluoxetine, paroxetine. Very, very common medication, and we use them for anxiety and depression. They've been out a long, long time. Prozac was one of the, older medications. Then, later Paxil, then Zoloft, Lexapro, Celexa. These medications help raise your serotonin. Now, the big danger I see with these medications is when you don't take them correctly and you don't stick to them. When I decide to put a patient on a medication, all right, it's not a flippant decision, okay? It's a decision that's made based on if I think their behavior is going to affect work, affect their home life, affect their health. All right, people always ask, I get grumpy, I get mood swings, my kids tick me off, my husband bothers me, my wife gets on my nerves, my boss gets on my nerves. All right, a lot of things will get on your nerves. But if you notice that everything seems to get on your nerves, or you can't go one day without getting into a bad grumpy mood that ruins you for hours of that day, there's an issue. And it could be a serotonin deficiency. So if you have a serotonin deficiency, we can't really test that in the blood. What we do is we try a medication that helps raise your serotonin. And these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors selectively inhibit the reuptake of your natural serotonin so that your serotonin gets to stay a little longer in your body, bloodstream, etc., the neuroreceptors. Okay? But when a person does not take the medication, or they've been on it, and then they stop it abruptly, and they do well for a few days, and then all of a sudden, I think it's a very, very scary time. It's a scary time for suicidal tendencies. It's a very, very scary time for violence. And so a big concern that I have as a family doc is we learn how to identify patients that need medication and which medication to use, and we learn how to appropriately prescribe a medication. Yay, good for us. We could identify it. We're right on the money. They have a serotonin issue. You put them on that medicine for anxiety, depression. That's wonderful. But the one thing we aren't trained, and I don't know how we effectively train people, is how to make sure your person at home, your patient at home, is going to stick to it. And if you have a patient that won't stick to it and is not very compliant, the option of, well, just don't give it to them, that's not the wise decision either. A lot of people that have issues, okay, whether they're mild psychological issues or very heavy psychological issues, will benefit from these medications. So just denying them the medication, thinking that if they skip a pill, they're going to be more violent, that's not an answer either. We don't know what to do. Okay? I tell my medical students the same thing with ADD medication. ADD medication, I don't believe it makes you violent or whatever, but the big problem we have with ADD medication is we don't teach our medical providers when to take a person off or how to take a person off. We know how to identify attention deficit, and we know how to prescribe the medication. I could very easily, you know, diagnose you and say, here you go. Here's your Adderall. Here's your Ritalin. Good. Go take it. All right? But what do I do when the person has now been on it for 7 years or 9 years or 19 years? Okay? Do I just leave them on it for life? What do we do? Well, because many of us don't take care of our patients lifelong, medicine is different now. Yeah, I've had patients that I've been seeing since early 2000 when I opened my office, and I'm really grateful for them. But patients come and go, depending on insurance, depending on if they move, etc. And I'll inherit patients that have been on medications written by probably dozens of different doctors, and nobody told them it's not supposed to be long-term. Xanax is another one. I'll inherit somebody who has been on Xanax for 20-some years. And I go, but you're not supposed to take it that long, and you can't stop it abruptly. That's dangerous. And they always say, nobody told me. I went into a doctor, they wrote it for me, and they said when I needed more to come in. I'd come in, and they'd give me more. Nobody is telling people long, you know, what to do long-term or the danger of stopping medications. So apparently in this particular study, researchers led by Sina Fazel of Britain's Oxford University looked at a study which aimed to kind of avoid some of the confounding factors, all right, and they looked at data from Sweden's prescribed drug register and its national crime register over a three-year period, and they found that about 850,000 people were prescribed SSRIs, these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and 1% of those were convicted of a violent crime. They say while in most age groups the likelihood of criminal violence was not significantly different when people took the medicine or not, in the 15 to 24-year-olds there was a distinct increase of 43% in their risk of committing violent crime while on medication. The results also found a higher risk of young people being involved in violent arrests, nonviolent convictions and arrests, nonfatal injuries, and having alcohol problems when they were taking the antidepressants, but also that those who took lower doses had a higher risk of being violent. Now, if anybody, like Tom, for instance, one of our listeners, or any of you out there with any sort of work history in the public safety sector, you'd probably listen to this going, okay, well, wait a second, a couple things are going on. Number one is maybe they're misdiagnosed, and maybe they are being mistreated by being given an SSRI when they need a mood stabilizer or an antipsychotic. Okay, you got a point. You know, a lot of people can't get into a psychiatrist, so they get into a nurse practitioner, physician assistant, general practitioner, you know, primary care doctor, and they're like, look, I'm having trouble sleeping. All right, well, we'll try a sleeping pill, or we'll try a benzodiazepine. Nah, I'm kind of anxious. All right, so we'll try an SSRI. You know, do you really, you know, maybe we should have you see a psychiatrist. I can't tell you how many patients I always offer them seeing a psychiatrist. And I would probably say maybe less than 1% want to go. Most people, they don't want it. They don't want to spend the money. They don't want to spend the time. They don't want an appointment that's 3 months out. I know, doc, I'll take what you give me. Yeah, but what if what I'm giving you is not the right medicine? What if there's something more going on? I'd love to know your diagnosis. How many people want to be diagnosed with a psychiatric condition? They don't want to. So they don't want to get screened. They don't want to get checked. So I think we have a lot of people where they are, as children, as teenagers, controlled on their medication. The Paxil's doing it. It helped them with their anxiety. They're sleeping better, and they're better. We're not getting 100% behavior, but they're better. But their violent tendencies can still seep out. Maybe they're not taking it correctly. Maybe they're missing a dose, or maybe it's just not good enough. Maybe they can hide it better while on the medication. You know, I tell people, these medications, they're not going to change your personality. They're just going to make you tolerate other people more. Well, maybe that's not the best way to treat. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away. Hang me down, little white church. Hang me down. Hang me down. You better hang me down. Hang me down.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.